Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all of this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will, and hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your life so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
Hi, this is Brenda, and we have a special guest by the name of Bree from San Antonio, Texas. And she is joining us as our first guest on Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends. Hello, Bree. How are you?
Hello, Brenda. I'm doing fantastic. So, so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm glad we put the word out that we would like guests to come on. And I think you were one of the first people to reach out and say, I'm on there. So perfect. And we finally got connected, and you can do anything through Zoom. So I'm in the Toronto area, and there you are in Texas, and we're connected. So have you been watching some of the episodes of Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends?
Yeah, I was like, I even brought my tea so I can pretend like we're sitting on the couch with like you and Mary and just like having our tea.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Today I forgot mine, but hey, listen, today I'll drink some water. Is that all right? Okay, perfect. If you were here, I probably would have made us some tea or coffee and be chilling. So this is the first time we're doing it actually across from each other, not burdened by virtual. So I've gotten to know you, and it's been a pleasure to meet you. And we've never met in person, but it feels like we know each other really well, because when you're dealing with people, whether you're in person or not, your energy fields are mixing and melding like we talk about. So it's always a pleasure to connect with you. And you look more radiant each time I see you.
Thank you so much. It's definitely all the work, all the journey. And again, I'm just so grateful to you for doing the Tuesday healings as well. They're like my favorite part of the week. So,
Wow. Well, you know what? It's people like you that make me want to do them. And I personally get a personal healing and so much satisfaction that I'll keep doing them until we don't need them anymore. So thank you for that. So I would love to hear about your healing journey, because you know, there's a lot of people that are just waking up and they're just new to energy work and finding out, like, you know, there's so much information out there, right? And I know that you do so much self-work, not just the calls, but so much. You're so dedicated to getting better, healthy in body, mind, and spirit and all that, just like I was. And I love hearing your perspective of your journey.
Yeah. So I would say, I grew up in a religious culture, and so I always knew that there was this greater being, but I didn't really like feel that love, so to say. And so I kind of just knew it was there, but didn't really know. And then, you know, life happens and you end up in places and you're like, how did I even end up here? And then I made some big decisions in my life. And one of those was to separate from my current career and take care of my father. And so everybody thought I was crazy because it was the height of my career, all of that good stuff, but it was the best thing I ever could have done. And then I shifted perspectives during that time. And then I also, it was very painful. My father passed away, and I had a partner at the time that I really, really cared about. And then he left too. And I found myself like, what happened? Like, how did I even get here? And then, but I had been exposed to a concept of energy work. And I kind of started to delve into it, and I was like, I can't like wrap my head around it, because I'm in Western medicine and like there's only one way of doing things, of course. Mm-hmm. And so then I just like kept being drawn back to it. And so then I would learn a little bit about this. You know, I watched the movie or the documentary about The Secret, and I'm like, what's this law of attraction thing? And everybody was talking about it. And then I'm like, but how do I even get to like feel like that when I'm feeling like way down here, when we're talking about just like emotions and where they're at, the vibrational frequency of them? And I'm like, how do I even get there? And, you know, you get led to one thing, to another thing. And so then I was looking at Abraham Hicks things, and like, okay, like how do I even like get those thoughts? Like, I can't think that way right now. And then there's, you know, Dr. Sue Mortar and Bradley Nelson, and then all these like different Bruce Lipton and all of these different things. And you just start learning. And then all of a sudden, like, again, who you need to come into your life comes into your life. And I'm trying to even remember how I even got exposed to you. And again, like, so grateful that something led me to somebody who led me to you. And then you just take bits and pieces of everything. And then I've just kind of melded it together to fit me.
Yeah.
And now, again, just knowing how multidimensional we are, and you're like, how did I not know this?
Once you start to get on the other side of it, like, why didn't I know this earlier? And it's a lot of the names that you were talking about, the Bruce Lipton, Abraham Hicks, what was the first one you mentioned?
Dr. Sue Mortar, Bradley Nelson.
Yeah,
emotional work. But.
Yeah, so a lot of those names, I fell into those as well. And it's like, well, The Secret, the movie The Secret. I think when I first came across The Secret, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. And I'm watching it over and over and over and over, you know. Bob Proctor, I loved him, you know, like all those things. So it's, you know, we take what you can from all these different places, and where you are is always perfect and evolving, right? Mm-hmm. And then how you said one thing leads to another, was that's the way the universe, that's the way our souls guide us, right? One thing leads to another. Yeah, I don't remember how we met either, but I do remember our first conversation. And I was like, oh, wow, I have someone from like another country reaching out. This is neat, because that's really relative in the last few years. Whereas in the past, it was just a more of a local little home shop.
Yeah. And I think that was a huge benefit of the pandemic, is that, again, everybody was kind of forced to go more virtual. And there were a lot of, you know, people doing summits, and you'd be introduced to 20 different people on a summit, and you'd be like, again, like, I kind of feel aligned with them. I'm getting what this person's saying, or like, oh, nope, that's not my person. And then, yeah, just getting to learn about all these different modalities. And that's the coolest thing, I think, is that there's not one modality, and everybody responds to different things differently. And, you know, people will be like, oh, like, hypnotherapy is it, like, get to that, you know, subconscious right now. And every time I would tap into it, because again, you like want to heal fast, you want to be like over this pain. And then I just kept being guided, like, that's not for you. Like, that's not for you. I even reached out to mediums and, psychics, and I was like, help me, like, tell me where to go. Like, I don't know what to do. And I remember being so, so, so mad at this lady, because she was just like, you need to go within. I'm like, I've been going within. I don't know what else to do. And she wouldn't help me. She wouldn't tell me anything else. She's like, you got to do this on your own. And I was like, well, where do I even start? You know? And so then I was like, okay, I got to learn to love myself. And then I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? Looked into Louise Hay's things. Okay, now I can look at myself in a mirror and be like, I love you, like, and feel it. And it's so amazing. Where before I'd be like,
yeah, so. I had the same experience. I was told to look at myself and say, I love you. And I give that exercise to a lot of clients, and mm-hmm. I would just bawl, like, I couldn't do it. And she goes, the day you can do it for 2 minutes is day one. It took me 2 weeks to get to day one, and then I committed to 60 days. But now I can look at the mirror and really look at myself and say, I love you, Brenda. Like, I really love you. So it's like, I can tell just by the glow, and you look so beautiful and so connected. And I love, you know, before we got on the call, how you were just saying how you surrendered and you're not motivated by the things that used to motivate you. So it's not that you're losing your personality. It's just that authentic connected part of you shines through. And I can totally see that in you, which is beautiful.
Yeah. And it's a weird place because, again, the journey's been about 3 years now. And when I look back, it's so crazy because I'm like, I don't remember her 3 years ago. I'm so grateful for her. And I love her to pieces for what she did, like what she went through all of her life. But I don't want to, like, that girl was in pain and I didn't even know she was in pain even before my dad passed and all that stuff. Like I was carrying so much pain that wasn't mine to carry. And now to when those things pop up and you're just like, nope, that's not my thought, or nope, that's not what I know the universe, God's, you know, says about me. That's not who I am. Okay. Like, let's work with that, and being able to catch them as soon as they happen. And, or I keep literally a running tab throughout the day. Like, this random thought popped into my head, and if I don't have time to really like tap into it right then and there, I'll do it before I go to bed and just be like, all right, like, I know this isn't true. Like, where could this be coming from? Yeah. Has it served its purpose? Can we just let it go now? Like, there's no cling on to it anymore. Let's just let it go. And so it's, again, it's a daily thing. And I just feel like it's your spiritual shower, just to do little practices every day, just to keep, you as much you as possible. So again, not taking on the garbage other people throw at you. And, I had a ceremony recently. I had a promotion, and I remember saying in my promotion ceremony speech, like, I no longer respond to people emotionally vomiting all over me. And before, I would like hold all of that and I would feel everything that they were feeling. And I still feel like I'm empathic, but I don't take it and own it as my own anymore.
That's beautiful. Well, you can definitely tell that you're definitely in that flow. You're connected, and the key is the awareness of, okay, why am I feeling this way? I'm not going to take on other people's stuff. And it is a journey, right? So some days we can do it easier, and some days it can be more difficult, but we get back up and you try it again. You never give up on yourself. And I think you mentioned there that you're pretty well doing something for yourself every single day. And that's like that commitment. So a lot of people think healing happens overnight, but healing really is a journey. And you're a testament to that, as to so many people out there that are really taking that. They took that first step, said, oh my gosh, it feels so right. Because there's that feeling in your heart that this is right for me. And you just get motivated to keep working on you. Yeah. So were you ever like dissuaded or scared, like saying, oh, I don't want to change because I don't know who I'll become? Did you ever have those types of feelings?
Not really, because I knew it wasn't me. And it was just like feeling that pain. And it was just like, what if like I didn't have to feel like that? Or I just kept asking like to be like what I could do to have or express or be or feel unconditional love. Like, how can I give unconditional love? Like, how can I be of the greatest service to the universe, to God? How can I share love and light to people who don't have it? But like we were talking about beforehand, were all of the things that used to drive me, I was very competitive, very competitive. And now I'm just like, you know, if I lose a match at something, if I don't get a job that I wanted, like, whatever, it's no big deal. Like, it'll all work out. And again, it's a super peaceful place to be, but also a different place, you know, and you're just trying to figure out like, okay, if that's not motivating me anymore, like what is? And just kind of, yeah, just going with the flow and knowing how loved we are and how guided we are if we stay in the present moment and actually can kind of hear the whispers, feel the nudges, those kind of things.
Oh, wow. That's beautifully said. And it is a peaceful place to be, right? And for some people, it's a foreign feeling. Like, why is my life so peaceful? What am I going to do with that spare time? And some of us miss it initially. But when you get used to that peaceful feeling, it's like, I can't even imagine going back to that chaotic life I once had, right? So
big thing is just like, knowing that, and we had talked about this before, that everybody's journey is so different, and everybody, we all want it to be done and over fast. Like, we want this and we want it now, and like, get me there. And what I've learned through this is, you know, you may not have like these big breakthroughs where all of a sudden you're like, oh, I had this pain and poof, it's gone. But, or it could be like, now I'm in this situation and normally I'm always triggered by this individual, but I'm not triggered anymore. Like there's people in my life who used to trigger me all the time. And now like I can have great conversations with them, spend time with them, and they can't trigger me anymore because I did my work. And then it's also cool when those people are like, you're different. What are you doing? And then you just kind of get to share your journey and your experiences, but also knowing that it's okay if it takes a little bit longer than you thought or hoped.
Yeah, that's why I always tell people, be patient, tolerant, and kind to yourself. But we're moving in such a fast trajectory. And although it's sometimes not fast enough, we know, but our bodies need to get used to the changes. We have to get used to the changes. So I think we're, you know, the path and the journey we're on is just perfect for who we are in our journey, right? So I think it's been a pleasure chatting with you. You're such a bright light. And I know you do attend the Tuesday calls, and I love you being there. So, you know, I'll keep doing them until they're there. But, you know, if you could give one word of advice to someone who's brand new to energy work, listening to your thing, saying, hey, and the reason we created Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends is to, you know, talk to those people who are not quite sure about energy work. But when I hear someone like you, I want to do it all over again. So what would you give? What kind of advice would you give to someone just starting out?
To be curious, have an open mind. Again, I had said that I was in Western medicine. And so like, again, if you can't see it, it didn't exist. If you couldn't measure it, it didn't exist. And so, just being open to the fact that maybe there is something bigger, more to us than what this physical body is. And just because you can't see it right now, or you can't measure it right now, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And doesn't mean that there's not a different way of addressing all of the things, all of the different stressors, emotionally, mentally, physically, things that are going on in your life, that there just may possibly be a different way of looking at it, of working through it. Just kind of stay curious and open, like, what if?
Yeah, perfectly said. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. As I said, you are our first guest. So lovely to have you. You did amazing. Like, you just make me all happy inside. And I love your energy. You're just a beautiful shining light. So keep doing what you're doing, because you're definitely on the right track. So thank you, everyone, for joining us with Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends. And thank you again, Bree.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.